Okay, Tuffin 007 here. This is hopefully going to be able to hear this. We're now in an alligator show where we get to touch a baby alligator.
I'm bringing out one other animal first. If you have cameras, have those cameras out. Have those cameras ready.
You just don't get it, do you? Just doesn't get it at all. Huh? So I'm talking to my recorder.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Esmeralda.
Oh, thanks. I've touched one once before.
Esmeralda here is an African emperor scorpion. Much larger than our Florida scorpions, you're going to notice she has those large claws. Hey, what's your name, ma'am? Yes, me. Come here.
That's our tour guide, Lisa.
I am.
Thank you. I bet all the men say that.
Most of them are blind, yes?
Yes.
Now, what I need you to do, because...
You can't see me, right?
Yes, she can. That's why you have to listen to what the instructions... Come out of the sun, she don't like the sun. Now, what I'm going to have do, I'm going to have you go so all of them can touch you so they can get a feel of what a scorpion feels like. No, no, stay with me here now. Now, one thing about emperors. Emperors are the second deadliest in the world. Stay with me here. They don't like to be touched around, so make sure when, oh, I'm sorry. So make sure when they do touch it, they don't touch it too, you know, they have to be gentle. Rose, yeah. You see how she likes it?
Yes. No.
All right. Sit and don't move.
What's it called? Something scorpion. Imprint.
Who said they're not going to touch his work? You don't have to, little one. You think any of them want to touch a scorpion?
Does anyone want to touch a scorpion?
Oh, yes,
I'm not talking. You can see. I'm not talking to you. You got you. Any, who wants to touch it? Okay, I'm not going to let you do that.
Thank you.
Where's the next one? You?
Sorry about this, people. I'm recording it. People are now touching this emperor, African emperor scorpion. People are handing it round. People are touching it and so on. So God knows why. I may do, I shall see. I shall stop it here and bring you back in a second. Okay, just to say, I have just touched an African emperor scorpion. I'm not sure what really how to describe it, apart from a bit sort of like slightly dried silicon and slightly wrinkled, but very shiny and not cold, not warm, just nice temperature, and it was not slimy or anything like that, and it was moving slightly, and it was very, very cool. I've touched an African emperor scorpion. Can't believe it. Back soon, people. Getting a talk on the emperor scorpion.
Another 3 to 5 inches. Now you add the claws and tail to that scorpion. That, ladies and gentlemen, that is a very large scorpion. Just about.
He's still showing the scorpion around two people. It's big. It was very cool. I bet they've removed the sting.
I bet they have.
They wouldn't be allowed otherwise, would they?
Probably not.
Thank you.
Does it look like it's moving much? Didn't feel like it was moving much. I'll pause again here, people, and come back in a second. Esmeralda, the African Emperor Scorpion. She's still showing it around a bit. I might tell me some more about it in a minute.
Put a scorpion on the top of her hat.
Oh, my word. Scorpion on top of one of the people's hats in the crowd. No, got to get it to move around on her hat. What's that? Something like a wooden amphitheatre, sort of, well, there's sort of, well, a bit like that. We're under a roof. We're not far from the dock where the airboats go from, as you can hear in the distance. Well, here we go.
8 months old. Now you
8 months old alligator. We're getting about to get to touch you. No, we're not going to touch you, apparently.
Can and he will bite. No touching.
Sorry about this, people.
He got the alligator out, and he was like, don't touch this guy.
Yeah.
And he tapped him on the nose, and the guy opened his mouth.
Straight away.
Yeah.
Okay, let me retract that at what I just said. This little guy.
Where is he?
You got might hand. Bite. The other guy will bite. You can give me your hand here. Would you stay out of the business? What's wrong with you? Oh my goodness.
Do snap.
Michelle keeps trying to hold it.
Can we get anywhere? Can we get a picture?
He'll come round in a second.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. You know, like the baby one that came out. It's a rubbery. I'll just go around with an 8 month alligator. And apparently we can't touch this one because he won't bite. The first one would, apparently. Touched his nose and he snapped away straight away. I should keep the live recording going.
Yeah, they're giving everyone the tail to touch.
I bet they are. Yes, it doesn't bite. So there you go. Yes, you can touch its tail because it doesn't do damage. How's he holding it?
He's holding it so that
behind the head.
Pointing it up. No, he's kind of holding his body and then the tail's dropping down so you can actually cuddle the tail.
How long is it?
Lisa was nearly in with the big alligator.
Running away from
vaulting
the
over.
Yes. I don't think they extend to
Did you take a picture when I touch him for me?
Of course I can.
Thank you.
Let me go back around the other way.
Okay, can I touch?
Oh,
come that way. Yeah, come.
Oh, he's coming in a second.
Yeah. How long is he about?
Oh, he's about maybe 20 centimetres or something.
Is that all?
Not very,
not very long. Like 8 months old, I suppose. And yet they can still bite you enough to hurt. Hello. Right, it's the alligator. Oh, hello. Yeah, I will, don't worry.
Oh, my word.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, we just want to try and get
sorry,
a picture.
Sorry, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Can I just take a photo? Oh,
there
it is. Someone else. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, girl.
Excuse me? Of course he minds. That's why I'm holding his head up the other
I got a nice one of Mel.
Wicked, thank
Sorry
you.
I didn't get you.
No, that's okay. No, that's good. No problem. Now, so I was touching the tail from the back down to the bottom of his tail, and it was sort of cool. Again, sort of like gel inside, almost.
Oh,
he squeaked. It's sort of rubbery. Again, sort of more like silicone-y, like sort of touch. Squishy, not cold again, but it was cooler than the air. And scales on the top, and it was cute. It was cute. And I'm glad I wasn't anywhere near his head.
Now, as I was saying about this little guy, now alligators, they come from an egg. Now these alligators, they come from an egg the size of a chicken egg. Now the gender of an alligator is not determined by its chromosome. It is based on the temperature the eggs were incubated. Now 89 degrees and above, they're male. 84 below, it is a female. Now one of the theories to the demise of the dinosaurs was that with global climate change, all eggs came out the same sex, hence no more reproducing. Now the day these little gators are hatched, they bite. Now the mom will protect these little guys. They would have to hunt for their own food. Now, we get a lot of people wanting an alligator for a pet.
Oh, God.
Alligators will not make a good pet. These guys will always bite the hand that feed them. Give me a hand.
No.
They, they will bite that hand off. Now, alligators will tolerate people being around them. You cannot train or tame an alligator.
So it sounds like there's no guide alligators in the world.
Oh, he's just taking it to a baby so she can feel the tail.
Aww.
Now the big guy on the sand, that is Norman. He's 7 years old.
Norman. Norman the alligator.
Now alligators in the wild.
He's head up and opening his mouth as the guy walks towards him.
Is he?
Yeah.
In captivity over 100 years.
He's still got his mouth open.
You think I should bring them in and let them touch me? Now a male gator can grow to 18 feet. That's about 6 meters. Now an alligator, like a horse, they can only see to their side. Alligators cannot see directly in front of them.
He's standing right in front of the open mouth.
They can't see behind them, is what gives us the advantage of jumping on an alligator. Now their jaws are designed like a mousetrap. Now once you set a mousetrap, you don't touch, won't snap. Now, as long as this gator's mouth is open, don't touch the mouth, he won't bite. But if you touch, he's going to bite. He's going to give a demonstration.
Hang on, I take it. Get ready for another one, because he's touching the mouth now. Yep. Oh! Wow. He just touched inside his mouth. I think you just missed it.
Yeah. Did you get the gator, though?
Yeah, you got the gator.
Now, biting pressure from an alligator this size can average 900 to 1,300
pounds square inch. Yeah, felt so.
Now, yes, sir. Now, as I said, because this gator can't see behind him, I have the advantage now of jumping on this alligator. But I am going to show the hand in the mouth again, then I'm going to jump on this alligator.
Listen for the noise.
Just wait, just wait, 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 it's poking its nose. It's got its, oh my God. Holy shit.
I think I've just got the same thing again, really.
No, you got it. He's bending down.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, and he's creeping up on the back of him, and he's landed on top and grabbed his neck. Wow, he's grabbed his jaws. Oh my goodness, he's put the jaws under his chin. He's holding it with his chin.
Cool. He sat on it.
Yeah.
40 on the bottom. Now they lose a tooth, they could grow a new one back within 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Now these alligators can go through about 5,000 teeth in their lifetime. Now right now, I cover his eye. You cover the alligator's eyes, and they will eventually relax.
Oh! He's wiggling his arms around.
Now, when I say relaxed, he's not asleep. But this does give us an opportunity to get off of this alligator. Now, I know this looked easy to me. It was. That, ladies and gentlemen, was alligator wrestling. Now, let me get you to come back to your seats. Now we come to the best part of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, for this part of the show, I get to pick someone from the audience to come here and jump on this alligator. Yes, I can do this. My show, my rule.
God.
And don't try not looking at me. It won't help you. Let me stir it down here. No, I am picking someone.
Okay. I want to do it. I want to do it.
Man, as, hey. Yes.
We've got a question about teeth.
I'm listening.
What's the composition of the teeth? I mean, are they like human teeth, or are there some other
Well, the thing is, their teeth are calcium like our teeth, but the difference with theirs, the tips are solid, but after the tip, the base is hollow. Yeah. That's so if they grab something hard, the tooth will just break off so they don't damage their jaw.
Right.
That's why they can grow another one within 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You want one? You need some? You want a gator too? Yes. You can see those eyes.
He's still wandering around the audience to pick someone.
What's your name?
Michelle. You wanted to touch.
I'm on the job. We don't let anybody go.
Oh my goodness.
She did.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Larry, excuse me.
How long
is Larry? Would you wait a minute? Now, Larry here is 2 years old.
Oh. You got hold of him.
Yeah.
Now, if you notice, we have holding the jaws Larry. Taped. That makes him sociably acceptable. He won't make any snap decisions. You guys have an opportunity to hold. Now, if you like, take photos with him. But we do ask $3 per person. Now, that would go towards the care and feeding of the animals here at Gator Park.
Cool.
Now, I'm going to pass the gator to my assistant, Big Mike. Who's going to take you guys to the other side for those photos?
Are they going to do personal ones, do they?
Yeah.
So they take them?
No, I think you can take them. All right. Okay.
Hope you all enjoy. When they come down, they can touch them when they come over here, okay? Yes, fine. Perfectly fine. Thank you all again for coming out. Hope you all enjoy.
So there you go. That is the alligator show. We can now go and touch Larry, who's 2 foot long and 2 years old. But that's it for today, people. I shall give you more if there's anything else. But otherwise, hope you enjoyed that. I hope you could hear it. I couldn't use my other mics. But that's the alligator show over for now. Tough and 007 signing out.